Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. Today is July 26th, 2021. I'm going to start the collective reading by using tarot cards and asking, what does collective need to know today? What does collective need to know today? We have the Five of Cups upright, the Lovers upright, and the Ace of Pentacles upright. So I'm seeing a lot of new opportunities. I feel like new love relationships, more romantic relationships. I kind of feel like maybe you've been manifesting for this for some time. The Five of Cups is kind of showing me that a part of you had kind of been giving up while another part of you was kind of fighting for it. It was like, hey, no, you know what? Let's just plant the seeds. Let's manifest. And I feel like that's on the way to you, right? Ace of Pentacles is always about newness, new beginnings, new relationships, new material wealth, new ideas, new business endeavors, right? And the Lovers upright to me seems like a positive card. So I feel like the more you work on your self-love and taking care of yourself and what you need and aligning yourself to the highest frequency possible for yourself at this time, with your intentions always being to attract your highest good, you're going to be attracting that which you want, right? Those partners, those business relationships, those romantic relationships, right? I'm kind of sensing that you've been wanting to share your cups with somebody else, right? Like having this beautiful relationship. And the Five of Cups upright is kind of saying like, hey, you might feel some loss right now, but don't despair, right? This love that you've been searching for is on the way. It's looking for you as well. And we have the Queen of Cups upright. And that to me is always about your subconscious and following your heart, listening to your heart, kind of stepping into this creative realm where there is no fear and doubt, right? There's no room for it. So I feel like right now, growing this sense of purpose, of belief in yourself is really going to help you speed up the process of finding that which you've been searching for some time, right? And I feel like you're maybe tired of feeling sad or like feeling kind of like, hey, well, where are they? And I feel like now you've shifted into a sense of, you know what? It's going to happen when it happens. If it's meant for me, it will be, and I'm going to just let it go. And I feel like that's really helping you right now. We have the Four of Wands reversed on the back. That card to me is always about community, right? Upright or reversed. It's always about arriving to where you're going to be well received, to where others are going to embrace you, are going to celebrate you, and they're going to share their awesome energy with you, right? This could be new friendships, new community, new teams, new programs. So I feel like you are on this beautiful verge of new beginnings, and I feel like you can sense it as well. In the back, I'm seeing the Knight of Pentacles reversed, so I kind of feel like a part of you is kind of being hesitant about these new opportunities. You're kind of maybe allowing doubt to step in, and you're questioning yourself, like, is this going to happen? When is it going to happen? But I feel like that's just this controlling aspect that we all have, right? And I feel like right now is a good time to practice kind of setting that aside, kind of allowing for your heart to celebrate itself, right? Maybe tune into creative endeavors, start to write. I recommend actually writing down exactly what you want to manifest, right? With some pen and paper, sit down and write things as if they were happening right now, right? Say whatever you want to manifest onto this paper in the present tense, right? And don't say, I want this. Say, I have this. I feel so fortunate to have this. I feel so grateful to have this right now. I'm so grateful for this, right? And kind of write this down, and I suggest putting that into your wallet, into your purse, into your pocket, and just keeping it with you at all times so that you start to really believe in this frequency that you have been manifesting and planting for some time, right? Like you've already planted the seed and you've been watering it, and you're kind of watching it like, is it going to grow? Is it going to grow? Is it going to grow more? When do I get to eat the fruit, right? And I feel like when you write it down, you kind of allow yourself to just relax, right? To just relax and expect, and then that's when things start to speed up for you. I'm going to thank that deck. Thank you. Now I'm going to pull from the Angelarium Oracle of Emanations deck. What does Collective need to know today? Matariel, Angel of Rain, Kushiel, Angel of Punishment, and Sandalphon, Angel of New Life. So I feel like a part of you has been kind of self-punishing yourself, and maybe that's been getting onto others, right? Sometimes when we feel pain or stress or kind of like, well, where's my treat? When do I get it? I've been working so hard, like when do I get it? And I feel like that's when you start to enter that frequency, you start to attack yourself because you start to blame yourself, like, well, what did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? Oh, should I have done, right? And that's that Five of Cups energy, right? Where you kind of are sensing some loss and you're not really seeing the cups that remain, right? The cups that are still standing and what you still have. I feel like the more you appreciate what you have right now, the less you're going to feel this kind of punishing aspect that is, I feel like it's just like this double-edged sword. Like you attack others, but you're attacking yourself. You attack yourself and you're attacking yourself, right? So it's kind of about moving yourself away from this sensation of despair, of neediness, right? Allowing Matariel, Angel of Rain, that which you are watering, know that it's going to grow. Know that you're not in control of what, how fast it's going to grow. Just because you planted the seed and you set the intention, you don't get to decide the timing, right? It's all about divine timing. But Sandalphon is, he's here to tell you, he's the angel of new life. He's here to tell you like, hey, it's already begun, right? And you can speed it along with just appreciating where you are right now and really worrying about fleshing out the details, right? And kind of releasing yourself from controlling of when it's going to happen and focusing more on what you would like to happen because it's already building. It's on its way. That Ace of Pentacles energy is very powerful, right? And whenever Ace of Pentacles comes up, it means like, hey, something is coming up and it's going to be long lasting. It's going to be a long term situation, right? So don't despair. It's on its way. On the back, I'm seeing Leliel, Angel of Night. This card to me is about stepping into the mystery of yourself, right? Your shadow, stepping into your own thoughts and how you've been experiencing your own emotions. Maybe meditating at night, maybe gazing at the clouds at night, at the moon. Writing down your dreams, right? I feel like just right now, facing that shadow aspect of yourself that's been kind of punishing you is really going to be helpful, right? Because I feel like that's part of your heart kind of asking for help from you, right? And I feel like we can't really help our aching heart if we're like believing it, right? Like we can't just be like, oh, you feel bad. You're right. We should feel bad forever. It's about, hey, okay, you feel bad. What can I do to help you right now? What would make you feel good? And I feel like asking yourself these questions is really going to help you. I'm going to thank this deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards deck. What does Collective need to know today? What does Collective need to know today? Calling you healer guides, what do you love? And make a note of it. So definitely take some pen and paper, write down what you are manifesting in great detail, right? Include colors, include every single detail that is important for you. Write it down, keep it with you, and also keep some pen and paper with you at all times in case you get messages from your higher self, from your spirit team, from yourself in a different dimension, right? Just any insight, any wisdom, it's important to write it down, especially those things that just seem to come out of nowhere, but make sense and help alleviate you and are like this guiding stone in your path, this guiding sign, right? So write it down, keep it with you so you can kind of make sense of yourself right now. We should be focusing on what do you love? So focus on the cups that remain. Focus on what remains. I feel like a part of you has been looking at the parts that have gone, right? And you're like doubting yourself. But I feel like right now, Spirit is saying like, hey, no, say out loud what you love. Say it out loud to yourself right now, right? Because it is real and it is the only thing that's real right now, right? I feel like sometimes our mind can deceive us and say like, you know what? Focus on what you don't have because of this and because of that. And then all of a sudden you're on this spiral downward, right? But that's not where we're trying to go. We're trying to manifest even more. So focus on the love frequency. Focus on what you love about your life, on what you have right now in order to attract that which is coming to you, right? Call in your healer guides, ask for help, right? Spend some time in meditation, maybe do some yoga, do some mindfulness, do whatever feels right for you and that your heart is saying, right? That Queen of Cups energy, like tend to your heart, maybe do some art, maybe do some singing, maybe do some, just do whatever feels good for you right now and use this opportunity, this space, this flow to ask your healer guides for help, right? Whatever you need help with, don't be afraid to ask for help, right? You have healer guides that are here to help you. Whatever pain you feel, just ask for help with it, you know, like, ask for help. You're not going to get help unless you ask for it, right? And I feel like it's okay to admit that sometimes we need help. Sometimes we're not okay, right? Sometimes we feel lost. Sometimes we feel intense. Like, we are human beings, and that's part of the ride. So don't be afraid to ask for help. I feel like whenever you ask for help, you're also opening up channels of your heart that maybe have been closed because you maybe have been feeling like, hey, I have to do this alone. No one can help me. Nothing can help me. No one gets it. Nothing will ever get it. I'm going to just grind and keep going for it and grind. But that's like not believing in yourself and the ability of the universe to conspire for you, right? In the back, I'm seeing the play card. So spend some time tuning into your inner child, into what makes you feel good. Do whatever your heart desires right now. I feel like tending to your heart right now is really going to help you manifest that love that you've been working towards. So I'm going to thank that deck, and I'm going to thank you as well for showing up today, and I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and goodbye.